the Undefeateds. Mark Spears, we got the music ready from Oak Town's Finest. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man?
Man, you got to keep that rolling the whole interview, man.
I know, man. It was flowing, wasn't it? I was over here bopping my head, quivering in my seat.
Spears, let me ask you this, though. At a certain point, like, if you got a balding head, shouldn't it stop bopping? I'm just asking.
No, he's a real-life bobblehead.
Speaking of balding head, you brought that up because we're going into LeBron.
Uh-oh.
Is it a big step for him to acknowledge that he's losing his hair? Is that a big step for him?
You know, I actually wrote a story a couple of years ago. Two finals ago, where I interviewed his barber.
Right, I remember that.
And, you know, it was very interesting. You know, I got a nice grade of hair. It's just graying. Unfortunately for me, if it wasn't gray, I'd probably do the afro. Because I just is just a show off at my age. But, you know, it's weird, man, because I try to dye it. If I try to dye it, it doesn't dye right, so I just cut it short to try to hide the grays, man. But luckily, I don't have those kind of issues.
It's funny because we're all, I guess,
you kind of got a LeBron.
He doesn't have a forehead, eight head. He's got a 16 head.
Look, I've been having a 6 head all my life. You can go to my baby pictures. My forehead has always been big.
That thing is backpedaling like Dion in his prime.
It is what it is, but it's funny that for a guy who has so much and has done so much, he's still sensitive about that hairline.
He seems to be sensitive about a lot of things.
There you go. Well, shots fired already.
Well, it's you know, the thing with Charles, the reporter asking him a tough question and going at him talking about, you only ask me questions when we lose. You know, a star at that level probably should be a little more thick-skinned.
Mark Spears of the Undefeated, spitting fire in LeBron's direction. Man.
What's up, Mac? How you doing, Mac?
Man, I'm doing all right. Wish I could join you guys out in the Bay, but didn't make the cut, Spears. You're going to I know
you ain't tripping.
You're going to have to handle Warriors, Cavs.
You probably got a...
Oh, he's tripping.
Calm down. He's tripping. Calm down.
What is he drinking right now, man?
Calm down. Come on now.
Oh, let's get to the real. Forget LeBron and Cavs.
Let's talk about the NBA Finals. The three match, baby. What a series. We've been waiting for it for a year now. We're finally getting it.
He loves to bring up my crown, but now that the heat's on him, he doesn't want to talk. He's in here sweating.
Like I said, Cavs Warriors, baby. Cavs Warriors. Here we come. The three match. Fresh off the 3-1 lead. KD's in the mix this year. Seriously, Spears, can the Cavs give the Warriors a series? Are the Warriors going to have to sweat?
Oh, no, it won't be easy. Yeah, they're going to have to fight for it. I do like the Warriors in the series, but I don't think they're going to sweep them. Any team with LeBron and Kyrie on it, you're not going to sweep them. It's going to be a challenge. But I do think the difference is Kevin Durant. It's somebody that you add to the equation that perhaps is the toughest guy to guard in the league. You're talking about a 7-foot small forward, which is going to be the greatest challenge for LeBron in trying to stop him. So I think the difference is, you know, the last 2 years, I think LeBron has been able to play free safety for the Cavs, just been able to gamble, been able to do great things defensively because the guy he was guarding wasn't somebody, and I'm not dissing Harrison because he guarded several different people. I think that he felt like whether it was Harrison or Draymond or Iguodala, he could gamble a little bit more. You can't do that now with Durant, 7-footer who could create his own shot at any time. So I think
and a knockdown 3-point shooter.
Yeah. So. He's just skilled, could go by you, dunk on you. I think more energy than ever is going to be expended on guarding him on the opposite end. And also from the first two games they played, you know, Durant also bothers him as far as his drives, because you got length that you got to shoot over. I mean, he's basically Anatopo, or however you say it, before Anatopo, you know. Yeah. So there's an interesting dynamic with that. I think the Warriors are a better defensive team now. I think they're a tougher team now. I think Cleveland's a better three-point shooting team, but, you know, outside of Tristan, like, and they don't have the same depth with bigs. They don't have the same depth in backup point guard.
Hey, don't be dissing D-Will.
His team is better.
don't be dissing D-Will. Come on,
man. He was so great. Y'all cut him for two D-leaguers.
that was tanking without admitting it.
D-Will ain't been good since Utah.
There's some truth to that. But as a backup, he's a heck of a backup point guard, though.
Hey, shout out to my boy Seth Curry, though. You know, he did his thing.
No doubt. He did his thing here in Dallas. But, you know, talking to Mark Spears, the undefeated on 103.3 FM right here tonight. Let's be honest. If Harrison Barnes would have made a couple of shots,
yeah,
Golden State would have won that series last year.
If Draymond doesn't kick.
But you could name, well, it sounded like Mac was about to do it, but
yeah,
you can name a bunch of different things. I mean, Murphy's Law was bad on those guys.
Hey, if Boga doesn't go down, yeah, I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, Draymond Green gets suspended game five. Boga goes down in game five. Harrison struggled. Clay struggled in game seven. Curry was hurt. And then Cavs fans would say, well, what about the year before when they didn't have Kevin Love? You know, so.
Mm-hmm. And Kyrie.
This series, yeah, and Kyrie, is to me, barring anything crazy happening, these guys are going in very healthy, and they're coming in very rested. So barring some unforeseen injury, I don't think there's any excuse that either team could give.
And I'll say this, for all the if this, if that, if the other with the Warriors last year, LeBron was historically dominant in the last three games, and so was Kyrie. So let's not just say, well, you know, this, that. LeBron and Kyrie, here's the thing, though, they have to play at that historically dominant level, I think, to make this a series.
No, so you sound like you think the Warriors are sweet.
No, I'm picking Warriors in six just because I believe LeBron and Kyrie will get them a couple, and they got Love going in this last series. Here's the thing, we're talking about two of the best offensive teams in NBA history, but the Warriors are a really good defensive team, and the Cavaliers aren't.
And one reason why is I think we're learning about KD's defense that we didn't know in Oklahoma City. You know, he's been a great defensive player to go along with what you have.
Here comes Hook'em Horn Chill.
It is Hook'em Horn Chill. One thing I want to ask you about KD, and you spent a lot of time with him, certainly out there, mentally, is he ready for this series? He's ready. You know, he's the villain. He's been the villain all year. Everybody's mad at him. You know, the pressure's on him because if they don't win, he's going to get it. And mentally, I'm sure he understands that. Is he ready for this?
You know what? To me, he's walking into the ring like Holyfield against Tyson, you know. He knows that it's not going to be easy, but there's so much reward for him winning. Just shutting up his naysayers, getting a championship, reminding people how great he is. It's funny because when you talk about this series, I don't think people, they'll be reminded, but I think people have lost track of how good this guy is, like how dominant he is, how talented he is, how rare of a player he is. So I think KD walks into this saying, if I could get this championship over LeBron, this changes the dynamics of how I'm viewed in the league. I suddenly could be viewed as the best player in the league, which is why I'm coming up with that Holyfield scenario. Like, you know, you're talking about a boxer that was respected, but until he beat up on Mike Tyson, people didn't really believe it, you know?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And just look at the caveat, because people forget. People have forgotten. People in Oklahoma City have forgotten. Certainly if you watch what Russell Westbrook has done, people have forgotten how good KD was, how much he meant to that team. You know, the thing about it is he does have that resolve, have that fire, but he also looks like he's having more fun, and he's taking less shots. He's so efficient. I mean, who wouldn't want to play with this Golden State team? The way they pass the ball, it's really about ball. It's not about ego. It's about ball, and they pass the ball. They have fun playing the game.
Yeah. Well, and then also, you know, I do think that the Warriors have been playing some better people along the way, too. In a lot of ways, I think that the Eastern Conference is fool's gold. Washington, if they were in the West, what would they be? Toronto, what would they be? Boston, what would they be? I don't think they'd be top four teams.
But hold on. The Warriors saw Portland without Nurkic. They saw Utah without Hill for the most part and two other key guys banged up. They saw the Spurs without Kawhi.
I'm talking about what they've been playing against all season. You know, I'm not just talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about all season. Just the daily challenge in the Western Conference is certainly much greater than what you're dealing with the East.
Yeah, and the Cavs also decided to punt after the All-Star break. They were like, wake us up when the playoffs start.
They couldn't have done that in the West.
Exactly. You know, they didn't care. That. They didn't care about seeding because they're like, there's nobody here who can challenge us. And they were right.
Yeah. I think the Warriors also understood the value of having home court, not only for the playoffs, but for the finals, even though they lost to Game 7 last year. Right now, you're seeing some benefits of it because they're basically home for 10 days before this thing starts, and they're not going to have to get on a plane until June 5th. That's a lot of time at home. I think those kind of things benefit you. Those are the kind of things that benefited them when they won a championship 2 years ago. Last year, and Draymond mentioned this at practice today, he said they were weathered from chasing the 73, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting that he kind of admits that he admits that now. And Steph was hurt. Like, they weren't a well-rested team. They weren't a healthy team. They were, you know, this is a team that, to me, from a health and rest standpoint, is in the same boat as they were 2 years ago.
Should be a fun series. I know you will be out there stirring it up. Let's see if you can't get LeBron to get real mad at you during the press conference. Okay, can you do that
I'm
for us?
I'm writing about the Western Conference.
All right, see if you can get under KD's skin. Ask him how many NCAA March Madness wins he got when he was at Texas. Ask him that one for me.
You got a Pat Blue Ribbon right now? What you got there,
Hoff? Yeah, is that his drink?
Man, y'all leave me alone. Mark Spears with the undefeated. Have a heck of a finals. Enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate
Be the
you,
mayor
Mark.
Of Oakland during the series. We're all counting on you.
All right, peace, my brothers.